her eyes changed. They became so fierce. You know, it was just as you described her, Aunt, in your book. It was as though someone else had stepped into her. And yet, it was her.
And what did she say?
Well, I had my microcassette in my pocket. And luckily, my thumb just somehow wandered in and pushed the record button.
Mr. Flanders, good actions are far more important than physical strength. A body that is not being used to serve others is nothing but a dead body.
But...
use your body in the service of mankind, not just for the purpose of catering to your own selfish needs.
What the heck is going on?
I'm speaking to you.
What is that? Target practice?
You think they're aiming at you?
Huh?
Mr. Flanders, what I'm about to say to you may be of great benefit to you.
What?
Give me your full attention.
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Today, whatever man does, thinks, or utters is primarily inspired by selfishness. In order to overcome this tendency, you have to constantly seek opportunities to help others and develop the principle of service.
Right.
In this process, by your own good actions, all of humanity will be sanctified.
Right.
It is very difficult to obtain birth as a human being. Do you understand?
It is.
You must spend some time thinking of how to properly utilize this rare life that has been given to you and develop good habits which will overcome these weaknesses of desire and anger that waste your golden chance. Always remember these three principles. In the first place, do not forget God. In the second place, do not believe in the world. And in the third place, never be afraid of death. These are the three great principles of humanity.
It was as though someone else possessed her. It was her, but it wasn't her.
The djinn?
Would a djinn say things like that? I don't know.
Then what could it be?
I think what we're dealing with here is no genie, but some being that's pretty high up. Sun is setting. It's nice music. A harmonium?
Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you this, but something happened to me when I was in Delhi.
Oh?
I had the strangest experience. And it just unlike anything I've ever experienced before.
What happened?
Well, I went for a walk in the park, you know, the one across from the hotel.
Yeah?
And it was dusk. And there was this beautiful peepal tree in the center of the park. And there was a bench right beneath it. So I sat down. And the parrots were chattering and, you know, looking for places to settle down for the night. And there was a dog barking. And as I sat there, I had the strangest sensation. I felt myself expanding. Just growing larger, not physically, you understand. It was my awareness. I was expanding beyond my body to include the trees, the park, the buildings across the street.
By include, you mean you saw all of this inside you?
Yes. No. I expanded to include it. It didn't shrink in size. I grew, you see.
Ah.
I was expanding to include all of the city, and then the whole subcontinent, all of India, and then the entire planet. I kept expanding to include the moon, the sun, the solar system, our galaxy, and all the galaxies of the universe. They were all within me.
And then
I was just sitting beneath the peepal tree.
Buddha became enlightened under the Bo tree, right?
So they say.
Well, isn't the people tree the same as the Bo tree?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
What?
First step toward enlightenment.
Jack, I think it'll take a little more effort than that.
Well, did you know that there's a book called The Lazy Man's Guide to Enlightenment?
Is that what you live by?
I wish I could. Oh, it's getting dark. I think we better go. So these incredible statements just sort of burst out of her at different times.
Yes.
Some amazing things she said. Well, here, look at this one. Read this to me.
Here?
Yes.
So long as there remains a separate river, distant from the ocean, which is its source and its goal, then the river will retain a separate name and have an individual identity. But once the river gets merged with the ocean, it gets the taste of the ocean, it gets the form of the ocean, and it takes on the name of the ocean. If you want to be one with the Lord...
Lord Krishna.
God, mm-hmm. You have to get the feeling of the Lord. You have to get the form of the Lord. You have to get all the characteristics of the Lord himself. Only then can you be one with him. You have to feel that all the attributes of the Lord should manifest themselves in you. The broad-mindedness of the Lord should become part of me. The selfless feelings which characterize the Lord should become part of me. The unbounded love of the Lord should become part of me. When you have this feeling, then you reach the position of He and I are one, and there will be perfect unity. You must continuously strive for this feeling. You should make every effort to acquire it, then one day you will reach that fulfillment. This is the ultimate goal of human life.
I have another post-it here somewhere. Something Madam Chatterjee said about Buddha. Oh, yes, here it is. You wrote, "We could hear the far-off chanting of the monks. Again, she seemed to fall into a trance, and she looked at me with those strange, piercing eyes."
Buddha saw that birth was sorrowful, that life was sorrowful, that the end was also sorrowful. After having seen all the sorrows of life, and after having watched so many people suffering, he couldn't continue to wallow in ignorance and illusion. Buddha's life serves as a lesson for you. In the limited time given to you, you have to realize your true nature. That is the real objective of human life. Someday, your body is going to perish. The indweller of your body is the only permanent entity. When you inquire into truth, you will realize that there is nothing like old age, that there is nothing like death for the indwelling self. If you could understand that this indweller, who is your own reality, is God, then you will know the truth and enjoy infinite peace.
Infinite peace. Yeah. So, you haven't finished the story of your aunt and her visitor because it's not finished.
Exactly.
And I'm here to help you finish it.
That's right.
Okay. Let's see if we can end it. Ramchandra, I'll need your lantern again.
I have it waiting for you.
Oh, thanks. There's two lanterns.
If it is all right, I will walk with you part of the way.
Fine.
You are having success?
Hard to say.
Memsab was feeling better today.
Yes, I know, but I don't know what that thing will be throwing at me next.
Before a farmer can raise a crop in his field, he must do a great deal of preparation.
What?
The land must be cleared of brush and stones and weeds. Then it must be softened by plowing and irrigation. So must you also carefully prepare the field of your heart. One must remove from the heart all undesirable thoughts and useless habits. They must be cleaned out. Then you have to irrigate the entire field of the heart with the waters of love. These waters of love make the heart soft and cultivatable. With the help of sadhana, you have to...
Sadhana?
Spiritual practices. You have to plow the field of your heart and spread the manure of faith to make the soil fertile and nutritious for the seeds to grow there.
The manure of faith?
Only when all this has been done will the field of the heart be ready for sowing.
Well, I'll try to remember...
When the heart is covered with bad weeds and bad thoughts, when it is barren, hard and dry and unfertile, how can good seeds grow there and have a chance to become a bountiful crop?
Well, that's very profound.
I go no further.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Good luck, Master Jack.
Thanks. Palace once again. Now, how can I find out what this visitor wants? What deal did Madame Chatterjee make with it? It's the same old abandoned palace. Empty rooms, except for one, the gym room. Everything's the same as before. Drapes, carpets... Well, I may as well fluff up a cushion. I forgot about the dust. Look, I know you're not a ghost. I know you're not even a djinn. You speak to me with my own voice, but I know you aren't me. What you are, I don't know. Now, Madame Chatterjee is suffering. She's growing weaker. She wants to die. Why? Was it you who appeared before her 40 years ago and gave her my card with my name and my present address and phone number 40 years ago? I'm really impressed. Look, I don't know what you're thinking or how you think or even if you... I see. You came to her when she was a child. You said you would help. There was an agreement that you would help her if she did something in return. I don't understand. Why won't she honor? You sigh just like I do. The things that you said when you spoke through her are so incredible, so beautiful, so wise. I can't believe you could say these things and yet hurt her, punish her. You even say, the way I do. 40 years ago, when you gave her my card and said if you ever need help, call on me. It wasn't if she ever needed help. It was if you ever needed help, she would call on me. Wow. And she did call. And here I am. I trust you, and I offer. yourself. Use me in whatever way so that we can resolve this. You're saying it was not you who gave her the card? But... what? As the poet Tagore said, God waits to win back his own flowers as gifts from man's hands. Villa. It's rising higher. It's apparently adjusting for the open window on the second floor. I hope your aim is good, because I'm not slowing down. Right in. Nice shot. Uh-oh. I'm in Madame Chatterjee's room. And she's sitting there. She doesn't see me. But she does see him. He's tall, slender, in a white turban, a long white robe that touches the floor, and a beard, long, white, and silky. It's like a dream.
I ask that you release me.
No.
I promised, and so it came to pass. You must also honor your promise.
I won't live without you.
The time has come. I must join your niece. It was agreed.
No, you cannot leave me.
The niece? Kamala?
If you leave me, I will die.
This is not meant to be.
Why continue my life? To be old? To be alone?
You have my love.
Why did you come to me?
It was your aunt who released me, so I could pass on to you. It was agreed.
Stay with me, please.
I cannot stay. You must release me.
I will never forgive you. No.
Lalita, you know that those who are born in illusion and grow up in illusion never recognize Maya for what it is. The whole world is Maya. All attachments are Maya. Death is Maya. All that you see and think is Maya. This life itself is Maya. Where are all those kings and emperors who were so proud of their accomplishments? They have all been ground under the wheel of time. Days, months, years, and yugas have all merged into each other. Time is one continuous flow, and in this flow, everything and everyone, every object and every person is being washed away. A thing which is being washed away in the flow of time cannot become the support of another thing which is itself being washed away.
I will die, but you will go on. You are always here.
The only permanent entity who is not being washed away by time, and who can take care of all, is God. He alone can protect everyone. He is the stable bank for this unending river of time. Hold on to him. That is the secret of life. Believe in God. Do not believe in the world. That is the way to live.
How can I forgive you when you leave me?
We are God.
I know. Forgive me.
Forgive yourself.
Yes, I will forgive myself.
He's fading. Fading into the morning light.
Oh! Why are you in my room?
Well,
how long have you been standing there?
I don't know.
I see.
I see, too.
I beg your pardon.
I see what's happened here.
Ah.
That was my voice he was using.
Yes.
Well, I guess it's time to go. I'll be leaving this morning. Who was he?
Someone who comes to you. It is his work. It is how he serves.
I see.
Do you?
No. But I will. One day. You look different this morning.
Oh? How?
More radiant than usual. Like someone in love. Well, Ramchandra has the car ready to go.
So you'll come back and see us, Jack?
I may. Kamala, I think your life is going to be rather interesting. Maybe someone will write a book about you.
Perhaps.
Okay. I'd better go.
Mr. Flanders?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jack.
I'm glad I could help.
In the words of Tagore, the leaf becomes flower when it loves. The flower becomes fruit when it worships.
Mm. Dark clouds become heaven's flowers when kissed by light.
Mm. Clouds come floating into my life from other days, no longer to shed rain or usher storm, but to give color to my sunset sky.
The fish in the water is silent. The animal on the earth is noisy. The bird in the air is singing. But man has in him the silence of the sea, the noise of the earth, and the music of the air.
Ah!
Goodbye.
May Tagore be with you.
Madam Chatterjee asked I give you this letter.
Oh, thank you, Ramchandra.
I wanted to say you were the one.
I know.
No, I mean, it was you I met 40 years ago.
What? But...
And one more, Tagore. That which ends in exhaustion is death. But the perfect ending